Hello there. Time to pop back through the post-war years once again, spinning some of the top discs and remembering some of the musical events of one particular year. Only 5 years separates last week's program and this one, if you see what I mean, yet the scene is completely different. But you'll hear for yourselves as we turn the musical spotlight onto 1952.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go on and cry. If your heartache seems to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, well, now remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go right on, baby, and cry.
Yeah, if you listened to records at all in 1952, there'd be no need to tell you that was the phenomenon of the year, Johnny Ray. Sobbing his way across the states, his impact on audiences was fantastic, and the musical papers of that time disagreed only as to the number of bodyguards he always had with him. Then there was his first trip to Britain, but that's another story. Right now, it's Eve Boswell.
Sugar Bush, I love you so, I will never let you go. Don't you let my mother know. Sugar Bush, I love you so. Sugar Bush, come dance with me. Let the other fellas be. Dance the polka merrily. Sugar Bush, come dance with me.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, oh, we never not gonna go home.
My mother isn't home. Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so. I will never let you go. Don't you let my mother know. Sugar Bush, I love you so. Sugar Bush, will you hear? Sugar Bush, will you hear? Sugar Bush, will you hear? What are your mama duff and say?
Sugar
like to eat. If I do, oh, what a treat. Chocolate, you are so sweet.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go home.
My mother isn't home. Oh, sugar bush, what shall I do? Mother's not so pleased with you. Promise me you will be true, and I'll come along with you. Sugar bush, I love you so, I will never let you go. Don't you let my mother know. Sugar bush, I love you so.
Eve Boswell with one of the South African songs that put her into orbit in 1952, Sugarbush, or for the purists, Sakobosse. Eve was one of the most active of the many British artists who took the long trip to Korea in that year to entertain the troops. Showing in the cinemas at that time was the film Hans Christian Andersen, and from the film, Danny Kaye and Jane Wyman sing...
No two people have ever been so in love, been so in love, been so in love.
No two people have ever been so in love as my lovey-dove and I.
No two people have ever moon such a moon, June such a June, spoon such a spoon.
No two people have ever been so in tune as my macaroon and I.
And when we kiss, and when we kiss, well, it's hysterical, it's historical.
Let me tell it.
Well, certainly, darling.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Are you just saying?
Been so in love.
Are you kidding?
Been so in love.
Really? No two people have ever been so in love as my lovey dove and I.
Never again can
never
anything
before
more
and ever again.
Me.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in love.
Been so in
it's
love.
It's incredible. No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so
as my lovey dove and this
I.
Is unique, the positive peak. Oh, we are the most unusual couple on
no
earth.
No two people have ever moon such a
moon. Moon such a moon.
June such a June.
June such a June.
Spoon such a
what
spoon.
What he means is that no two people have ever been so in tune.
Been so as
my macaroon and I.
And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
And when we kiss.
Well, it's like this.
Well, it's hysterical. It's historical.
Let me tell it.
Be my guest, dear.
And no two people have ever been so in love.
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 It's impossible. No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so as my lovey dove. And this is the cream, the very extreme, the sort of a dream you couldn't
well,
imagine.
Well, anyway,
at all.
No two people have ever been so in love.
Been so as my lovey dove and I.
No two people from the film Hans Christian Andersen. And talking of films, remember this.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day. Do not forsake me. Love and duty.
duty. Supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison. Vowed it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving,
from my favorite Western of all time, High Noon. The song got pretty high on the list of bestsellers in 1952, but as the popularity of a number at that time was based upon the sale of sheet music rather than the sale of records, it was sometimes difficult to know whose version was the most popular. In this case, it was between Lita Rosa, Frankie Lane, and Tex Ritter, the latter gentleman being the one we played. There was no doubt about this one, written and recorded by Leroy Anderson. Plink, Plank, Plunk, one of the most popular instrumental records of 1952, which only goes to show how the scene has changed. Now, our scene changes as we go across to the newsroom.
The time being 12:30. A policeman was shot in the back while police were trying to enter a house in Muggle Hill this morning to arrest a woman believed to escape from Holloway Prison. He's reported to be not seriously injured. The doors were barricaded when the officers arrived, and as they broke in, the shot was fired and it hit the officer sitting in a police car. Later, a woman was detained. There's to be no increase in mortgage rates, but interest on investment in building societies is to go up by 0.25% to 4%. This was announced after a meeting of the Council of the Building Societies Association. 150 Bristol doctors have voted to give 3 months' notice of resignation from the National Health Service on July the 1st. Their decision is being sent to the annual conference of local medical committees, which is meeting in London next week. The BEA strikers have agreed to return to work immediately. This was announced after a meeting this morning, at which they considered the peace formula worked out yesterday by union leaders and airline chiefs. Now back to Bob Holness.
Thank you very much. Here's one you must remember. Anderson's year, wasn't it? Les Baxter's arrangement of his famous Blue Tango, in the charts around October 1952. It was a good year for musical shows in London. Cab Calloway flew in to star in Porgy and Bess, which opened on October 9th. Love from Judy got good notices, and the show of the year at the London Coliseum was Call Me Madam. With one of the show's most popular numbers, here's Dick Hames and Ethel Merman.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, a rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I see you walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why.
I keep tossing
in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite.
You're Just in Love, one of the many hits from Call Me Madam. By 1952, the British public were getting used to seeing more and more American artists coming over here to top the bill at the London Palladium and to tour the country. Schnozzle Durante was here in May, the controversial Ima Sumac in June, and Bob Hope in August. While he was here, Hope teamed up with his old sparring partner, Harry Lillis Crosby, for a charity golf match against Donald Pears and Ted Ray, who, incidentally, I bumped into coming out of the Housewife's Choice studio this morning. He insisted on proving he can still touch his toes with his fists clenched. He did it, too. You know, it's not bad at 85. Well, in 1952, Bing Crosby was here filming Little Boy Lost. Nat King Cole stayed home and made a great big hit with this one. It made number one on the British Hit Parade and was aptly entitled
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Thank you.
unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
As the unforgettable Nat King Cole. The Melody Maker Musical Awards of 1951-52 went to Alan Dean as the top male vocalist and the Stargazers as the top vocal group. Top girl singer and top band were yet again Lita Rosa and Ted Heath. Of Lita Rosa and the Ted Heath Band, with one that brings back a whole load of memories for me, Blacksmith Blues. 1952, if you remember, was the year that LPs first started to nose their way onto the market, in opposition to so many people who should have known better and said, they'll never last because they're too expensive. How many million LPs have the Beatles sold? This was a million seller in 1952 for Guy Mitchell.
And I walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money. Cause the world round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
Never seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date. She'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10 from the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel again.
Cost me all my money, 'cause the world round the town was her dream.
Was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with a sight that they never had seen.
If you should run into a golden haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
and I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10 from the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my.
Mitchell's many successes of 1951 overflowing into 1952 with that pawn shop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There were a few sad losses to the music world in 52. DeBroy Summers died in May, Felix Mendelssohn in February, and in April came the tragic news of the death of singer Steve Conway, aged only 31. Careers were being born, though, and on Monday, August the 11th, Alma Cogan made her broadcasting debut in a program called Gently Bentley. About that time, a number called I Went to Your Wedding was very big indeed, so big that Spike Jones decided to shoot it down.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of seeing you. Oh, that face. My poor heart was praying to hear the groom saying, I do, I do. I do. Oh, that poor fish. I'm sorry. You tripped down the aisle, fell flat on your... Smile, your father was lauded too. What a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then
He went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing. Your father was laughing, and I was to.
Everybody's meat, I'll admit, but that's a pretty infectious laugh. I know I always come out of it with a sort of idiot grin on my face. It's there now. However, September 1952 saw the formation of the much-publicised BBC show band. Under the baton of Cyril Stapleton, it consisted of most of the top nine musicians in the country, together with resident singers Gene Campbell, Louise Trail, and the late Lee Lawrence. Mass vocal support was provided by the Johnny Johnston Singers, five of whom were known as the Johnston Brothers, who had a hit earlier in the year with this one.
Be my life companion and you'll never grow old. I love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never.
Johnson Brothers, backed by the organ of Harold Smart. And so to the last of the pick of the discs from 1952, a year which means so many different things to different people. To me, odd things spring to mind, like Zed training, Gerald McBoing-Boing, rumours of commercial television, and Artie Shaw getting married for the seventh time. To Joe Stafford, though, 1952 meant international acceptance as one of the finest singers in the business. One musical critic wrote, "She's musically so perfect that one wonders if she's real." Well, to her, the year also meant marriage to Paul Weston, topping the bill at the London Palladium, and topping the pops in May with a song that went like this.
Hey, around the corner, ooh, beneath the berry tree. Ail on the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee. Ail round the corner, boop boop, beneath the berry tree. Ail on the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee. Ail round the corner, boop boop, boop boop.
Tonight all the folks will cut the corn.
Cut the corn.
Tonight I'll be glad that I was born.
I was born.
For my Henry Lee I'll see. He'll be cutting corn with me. And we'll meet neath the bitter berry tree.
Hey, round the corner, boop, boop, beneath the berry tree. Hey, on the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee. Hey, round the corner, boop, 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 boop.
Tonight all the stars are shining bright.
Shining bright.
Tonight all the cornfields are a sight.
Are a sight.
I have reached the meeting spot, but my Henry Lee has not. And I wonder, can it be that he forgot?
Hey, round the corner, ooh, ooh, beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee. Hey, round the corner, ooh, 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 ooh.
Tonight as the moon begins to sink.
Begins to sink.
Tonight there are footsteps which I think.
Which I think.
Will at last bring him to me, my beloved Henry Lee. But I don't see why so late he has to be. Oh, Henry Lee, why did you make me wait?
Make me wait.
I'm late, cause I had another date.
Another date.
It was plain for me to see he'd been keeping company with another girl beneath another tree.
Hey, round the corner, ooh, ooh, beneath the berry tree. Hey, on the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee. Hey, round the corner, ooh, 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 ooh.
I told my Henry Lee to go away.
Far away.
But now I'm sad because he didn't stay.
Didn't stay.
And tonight, in case that he might come searching round for me, I'll be sitting neath the bitter berry tree.
Hey, round the corner, ooh, ooh, beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Henry Lee.
So much for 1952. We leap forward no less than 10 years for next week's show when we turn the musical spotlight onto 1962. Yes, just 3 years ago. How many songs can you remember? Well, we'll be spinning some 14 or 15, and we'll be glad if you'll join us. Till then, it's Bob Holness signing off. Bye now.